Weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Kuv Beis. Picking it up on the top of the page. 6 lines, 7 lines down, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down. We are in the middle of it. We had a statement from Rav that said that Moshe was a Kohen. The Gemara is asking a question again, continuing on, challenging that. Mitzveh. Chameis Machos Haiseli Shava Yaseira Habanos Yisrael. On the day of the Akamasim, on the inauguration of the Mishkan, Elisheva, who was Aaron's wife, she had 5 joys, more than any other of the Benos Yisrael. Rashi's Biyom, Shehukam Mishkan, Kai, Beseder Olam. Yevama Melech, that is that her Yevama would be her brother-in-law, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, was a king. Isha Kohen Gadol, her husband was Aaron, was a Kohen Gadol. Benos Gan, her son was Elazar, says Rashi, was the Skan Kohen Gadol, the deputy. Ben Benah Mashuach Melchama, her son's son, that would be Pinchas, was the Kohen who was Mashuach for Melchama, for war. V'achia, says Rashi, that's talking about Nachshon, Nasi Shevet, he was the prince of one of the Shevet of Yehuda, and right, that was the day they brought their karbanos, dedicating the Mizbeach. V'aveila al Shnei Baneha, but she was also mourning over her 2 sons. That would be Nadu and Avihu. Katani Mias, but still nonetheless, what do we see? It says Yavama Melech, says that her brother-in-law was a king, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu. Melech in Kohen Gadolo, which means Ilchin Ami was the king, but he was not a Kohen Gadol. It was against Rav, who says that he was a Kohen Gadol. Ema, say, no, we should say that the Brisa, what does it really mean? Af Melech, he was also a Melech. He was a king, and he was a Kohen Gadol. Ketanai, this actually is Machlokas Tanoim. Ayoyoyoy, says Rashi, im Moshe Kohen, if he was a Kohen or not. Vayichar Af Hashem Moshe, the Pasuk says that this is by when Hashem called Moshe to the Sneh, the burning bush. He says, you're going to lead the Jewish people, and he kept saying, no, send someone else, send someone else, and eventually says, Vayichar Af Hashem Moshe. Hashem was angry. Every time it says this idea of burning anger, Nemar Bo Roshem, there's a Roshem, Vizet, Lo Nemar Bo Roshem, and this one does not have any sort of Roshem, meaning any sort of marking. It says Rashi, Nemar Bo Roshem, Simin Mashel Charen Hoyasham. It explains like what exactly was the anger there. Pa'amim Haka, sometimes there's a smash, a boom, a bang. Pa'amim Nizifa, Pa'amim Klala V'giduf, like sometimes it's a curse. And Kigon, like it says, V'yichar Af Sha'ol, K'siv Basrei, it says, Ben Na'os Amardos, V'yichar Af Elihu, Lo Rabim Yichakmu, V'yichar Af Yaakov V'Rachel, Hasachas Elokim, Loshin Nizifahu. Right, but this one does not mention any sort of Roshem. It doesn't say anything besides the fact that Hashem had this anger over here. So we don't know any effect that came from this anger. Hashem ben Yochai Omer, Av Zener of Roshem, know this one also is Roshem. Hashem Omer, Halo Aaron, Achicha Alevi. Is it not true that Aaron, your brother, the Levi? Now why does he call Aaron the Levi? Valo Koinu? Wasn't Aaron really a Koin? Hachikomer. Really, you're supposed to be the Kohen, who's going to be the Levi? Achsov, who? Kohen, Fata, Levi. But now, because he got me all upset, he's going to be one who's going to be a Kohen, and you're going to be the one to be a Levi. Right? Okay. V'chamom, they say, Lo niskahin Moshe, Ella, Shivasim, and Milumivan. Says, no, Moshe was only considered a Kohen when? He was only a Kohen for the 7 days of the inauguration. He was really never meant to be a Kohen in the first place. He was just there during those times over there. It says Rashi that velo pasku lo kuhuna me'olam. Right, it wasn't supposed to be there always a kohen. V'yeshom, some say lo pasku kuhuna elam izaru shel Moshe. The kuhuna stopped only with Moshe's zera, his children and his descendants. But Moshe himself actually continues to be a kohen. Rashi says aval hu kol yom of kohen haya. The Rav da'amer ki yeshom. Rav goes like the yeshom. Shenem as the pasuk says, Moshe isha lokim banov yikaru al shevet halevi. Moshe was a man of the Lord. His sons are considered from Levi, which means that Moshe's sons are Levim, but he himself was a Kohen. Rashi says, Aval hu Kohen. Ve'omer, every pasuk until it says, Moshe v'Aaron v'Kohanov, Ushmuel Kari Shemo. So we see that Moshe was considered a Kohen. My Ve'omer. Why do you have to go and bring another pasuk over here? Right, which says that Moshe was, when we just brought in the pasuk a moment ago, that says that Moshe Isha Elokim, Banav Yikaro, Shevet HaLevi. That is not enough to say Moshe was a Kohen. If you want to say that Moshe was the man of Hashem, that it was written in reference to his descendants, and therefore doesn't say anything, and therefore doesn't say anything about Moshe himself. You say, okay, it's just talking about his, but it's not talking about him at all. Therefore, we have V'omer. Moshe Kohanov, the Moshe and Aaron, they were the Kohanim. Now, says the Gemara, the Cholchar and Av Shebatorah, Nemer Baroshim, does it really speak out like the impact that it had? Vokse, but it says in the Pasuk, V'yitze me'im Paro b'chariyaf, Moshe left Paro, in front of Paro, in a chariyaf, you know, there's this burning anger over there. V'lo Nemar, v'lo Amar Lei, v'lo Midi, and it doesn't say anything. Moshe didn't say anything at all to Paro, based off this anger, so there was no Roshim over there. Amar Shlakish, star over Yatsa. Really, Moshe smacked him. She says, Ko Allah, he smacked him on the cheek. And then he walked out. So Rish Lakish really say that? Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Vnitzafto Likrosso, Al Sfasayor. The Moshe, you should come to Paro by the bank of the river. Come to the riverbank. So Rish Lakish says, what's that? Melechu. Paro is a king. The Hazbilo upon him. You have to go ahead and you have to show him kavod. Got to respect the guy. Rashi, v'hainu v'nitzavta l'krosso, l'fi gedulasso, ahikun l'krosso. So, what does that mean? You have to go and meet him over there. Prepare yourself to meet him in a way that, you know, he's on a high level. Prepare yourself for that. Rav Yochanan says, Rashahu. No, Hashem said Moshe, the power is a Rasha. V'chayiz panechabo. So become, you know, have as his partner to him, be very defiant against him. Rashi says, "Hainu v'nitzavta l'krosso l'melchama l'davar azus." So he's staying away. Come, stand against him. Stand against and speak defiantly against him. So we see Rish Lakish is of the who says that Moshe was supposed to treat him with kavod. So how can he say that he slapped him in the face? And the Gemara, Eifach in the Chanami. He said as Rish Lakish switched it around to be of Yochanan. The Rish Lakish was the one who said, explained, opposite him means to go against him. And Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said to go ahead and give him cover. So for Yerushalayim, Rish Lakish is the one to say that he slapped him. Makes sense. Rabbi Yanai, le'olam te imas malchus alecha. Really, the awe of malchus should always be upon you. You'll see what the Pasuk says, v'yardu kol avadecha ele elai. The Pasuk says, right, that Moshe tells Pyro, after after Makas Bechoros, that his servants would come to Moshe, and they would beg to go and leave Mitzrayim. He didn't say, you're going to come to me, even though that's what ended up happening over here, right? So we see, you have to give respect to the Malchus. So it says, your servants are going to come to me. V'ilu l'didei lo kamerle. But he wasn't saying it to him because he's giving him covet. Rav Yochanan amar mehacha. We learn from here. V'yad Hashem haisa al Eliyahu v'yishaneis masnov v'yaretz lefnei achav. The hand of Hashem came upon Eliyahu and he was, and Eliyahu HaNavi went ahead and he ran in front of him. Rashi says, this thing was in front of Achav, this Achav Rochiv, he was on this chariot, but who ruts in front of him? He's running in front of him. So Achav Yechidi, he was by himself. Lav Orachar, it's not a way for a king to go and be by themselves, so he gave him covet. Amar Ula, Bikesh Moshe Malchus. Moshe wanted the Malchus for Lonoslo, but it wasn't given it to him. Dachsev, Al Tikrav Halom, do not come closer. This is by the Sneh. He says, hey, don't come from closer. Shalmei lechem eraglecha, take off your shoes. Amokam ata omeid, alav adnamas kodesh, is a very kodesh place of yours. He says, don't come halom, v'ein halom elam malchus. This loshen of halom is a loshen of malchus, of kingship. Shinemar, the pasuk says, mi anochi, who am I? Mi anochi, Hashem Elokim, ki yosani ad halom. Who am I, Hashem, that you have brought me halom to here? This is David HaMelech who's speaking over here in Shmuel. Natsan HaNavi, He brought David Melech a message from Hashem saying that his descendants are going to be kings for all time. And that's when he responded in such a statement. And Halom is talking about the kingship, right? So he says, Moshe, I'll take over Halom, don't come here. So we can understand that means also that Moshe wasn't going to be the one who's going to be the king. Masav Rava came and asked, you say Moshe wasn't going to be a king. Rabbi Shmuel Lomi Yuvam Melech. What do you mean? But it says Rabbi Shmuel said that her brother-in-law, Moshe, was a king. Amarava Lo Zarokamar. Ula meant that kingship for Moshe and his descendants. Moshe wanted that he be the one who's going to be the king. It's going to be his dynasty. But it wasn't given to him. Moshe himself, he was the king, though, but not for his people afterwards. When is it true that whenever it says with Halom, it's talking about for generations, to be a king for generations? Of whom is it written? Has the man ever come here? Who in, which means Shaul himself was a king, Zarolo, but his descendants were not kings. Says Gemara, Bo Yisema, either you could say, Ha Hava Ish Boshes, you could say that Shaul did have, children later that are at least descendants that ended up being royalty, right? Because you have his son, Ish Boshes, who was a king for 2 years. Or you could say shiny show, so it's different. Because kingship didn't even last with him himself. He ended up losing the kingdom. Yeah, wow. Could there be a Lazar or Chanina? Beshash posting Gedula for Adam when it's decided that when Shaposkin Gedula Adam greatness is given to a person, poskin lo ulazairo ad sof kol ador, so give it to him and his descendants for all generations. Shenemar lo yigra mitzadik einov ves malachim lakise. Hashem doesn't withdraw his eyes from the tzaddik, but he is with kings on the throne. Vim higis daito, but if, because of his gaiva, if he has gaiva, then of course Baruch Mashpil Hashem will lower him down. Shanim the Pasuk says, "V'im asurim bazikim yilachdun bechavle oni." That if they're bound in chains, caught in cords of poverty, and this comes right after it says that he establishes them forever, they're exalted. So he's saying that what's the smichas of parashas? And if they are gaiva because of their greatness, they're going to be punished with chains of poverty. They're going to just like fall to the bottom. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah, Bali Mumin, Bain Bali Mumin, the Kohanim, who have a mum, both those who have a mum, if it's a mum over or it's not a mum over, and a permanent one, they get from the Karbanis and they can eat from them. Inani Milu Rinus from the Tanur Rabbanon, and Kol Zacha, the Pasuk says about the Mincha, every male, the Rabbis Bali Mumin, that's including even those who are Bali Mumin. Lamai, in reference to what does this include? Balmum ilach, if you want to say it's included in eating, that a Kohen who doesn't have a mum, if not a mum Kohen gives his part of the coming to along with the mum, then Balmum could eat it, but a Balmum Kohen is not entitled to a share of his own, right? Can't be, because Ari Kvar Nemer says the Gemara. Lechem Elokav Mikache Kachem Yochel, the bread of his God from the Holy of Holies, may he eat. And this talk about a Balmum. Ela Chaluka. Rather, it has to be including the blemished mum in the Chaluka and the splitting up of the carbon. And just like he has a right to share in his carbon, it's just like one who's not a, doesn't have a mum. Tanya Idach, we know the Bryce, so it says, Kol Zacho, no, what's that coming to include? The Rabbis Bali Mumin, to include a Bali Mum, Lamai, reference to what? Ila Achid, we're going to say, Lachil Kfar Omer, it's already said, Ila Chaluka, Lachil Kfar Omer, or it's already said also. Sheachal, you know why you need it? Because you maybe would have thought, Ein li elatam v'nasa Bali Mum, I only know about a Kohen who was born as a Tam. Otherwise, he had no mum when he was born. And then he became a Balmum that he's able to get from the Karbanos. Balmum e Karumin. And how do you know that if he was born with it? He was born that way that he also gets Talmud Lomer, Kol Zachar. It says Kol Zachar, which is including anyone, even if it's born like a Tanya Yidach. The Bryce says Kol Zachar, Larabas Balmum, Lamai, for what? Ila, Chila, Haikar Amar, Vila, Chalukar, Likvar Amar, Vila, Balmum, Shemekaru, Harekvar Amar. Shiachal ain't li ella balmum kavua, balmum over me nayin. Tamaloi calls acher, that's also included. Says more klape laya. What in the world is going on over here? Right, a mum over is less than one that's permanent, and that should be less of a psul. Right, logically we should say that a kohen who has a mum over is more likely to get it than one who's is a permanent one. Okay, switch it around, flip the wording. Don't flip it around. Itzrach, and we still need something which is extra. The extra pasuk is necessary to teach that a kohen with a mum over gets.
Because I would have thought that this Kohen,
beep, turn the page. Kufbeis and Mubeis. Ki Tame is like somebody who is Tame. Ma, Tame is a Kohen. Tame, Kame de Lotar lo Achil. As long as he's not Tar, he's not able to eat. Afayinami. So this one also, with the Mum over, Kame de Lomasak and lo Achil. As long as he's not healed, fixed, he's not able to eat from it. Kamashwan is coming to tell you that even a Kohen with a Mum over is able to get the share in the Karbanos.
Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Kol Shein Roi, anyone who's not Roi, right, to do the Avoda, doesn't get from the carbon.
Now, so it's going to overload. Is that really true? Very Balmum. This is like we saw Rashi said in the Mishnah, right? It didn't make any sense because one thing, one line is so to the next. The Balmum, the low Roi, la Avoda v'cholik. He's not able to do Avoda, but he still gets. Vesu, he gets a chelik. Vesu, and also, ha Roi, la Avoda v'cholik. One who is eligible to do a voda, he does get Hari Tame Bekarbanos Tzibor, right? But there's what about the case of the Tame Kohen by the Tzibor? The Relevant, he could do with the Vedicholik, we don't give to him. Something's not making sense over here. Roi Lachilakamar, says the Gemara, the Tana means Roi to eat. That's what the Mishnah means, like whoever's not Roi to eat it doesn't get from them. These people is Roi to eat. I very katan. He's right to eat the karbanos. We don't give to him a chilek. No, ha, look at Tani. Tani didn't teach. Whoever didn't teach this, didn't teach like the, I don't know if the word is inverse or converse, right? If whoever is eligible to eat the karbanos does get them. You can't ask a kashin then. The Mishnah taught that whoever's not ro'oi to eat doesn't get. It doesn't necessarily mean that whoever is ro'oi offerings does get them. Maybe it just means it's just saying the din in the negative because we want to teach the din. This din as applies to all the negative cases, and not because he wanted to imply, you know, the to be bashful, what would be the flip of that. It says the Gemara, hash to us is lachi. Okay, now that you came to this idea that we're only saying what he taught, not what he implied. Olam kiddika amar meikara. And the time can be understood like you said in the first place, right? Whoever is not fit to offer the karban is not fit to share them. You don't have to say, I switch it to achil, you can say offer them. And imishim tame, and these questions that we asked, right, to this din, we can answer that if you consider this rule a problem because of the law of a tame kohen, who is able to go and bring these karbanos, but doesn't have a share in them. So we can say back, tame lukotane, the Tana didn't teach anything about a kohen who's tame. Right? He didn't explicitly teach that whoever is fit to offer the karbanos does have a share in them. So he can't be challenged from the law of a tamei kohen who is eligible to offer these karbanos but doesn't share in them. V'yimishem balmum, and if your question was about the balmum, who is ro'oi to bring karbanos, yet he does have a share with them, but you say back, Rachmana Rabbi, the Torah specifically included him amongst those who share in the karbanos. Right? When it says kol zacher, the Torah is teaching that a Balmum is an exception to this din. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. I feel the Tamei B'Shas is a Rikas Damim. V'tar B'Shas Hekter Cholim Meino Cholik. Even someone who's Tamei when the dam was thrown and Tahor when the fats are burned doesn't get his share. Hatar B'Shas is Rikas Damim, but that means to imply that if he was Tahor when the time of the dam was thrown, V'tar B'Shas Hekter Cholim Cholik, but he was Tamei when the time was burned, then he does get a Chelik in this. Says the Gemara, Masnisin to look Abishol. Our Mishnah doesn't follow Abishol, because the Tanya Abishol Omer. The Olam Eino Ochel Ad Shei Tahar. A Kohen never gets a claim unless he is Tahar. Mishas Zrika Ad Shas Hekter Chalavim from the time of the throwing of the dam until the burning of the fats. Tamar Kor, because the Pesach says, Hamakriv Es Dam Hashlamim Ve Es HaChelev. And that says the fat, what does that tell you? That fuel hector chalav nami boy. It also has to be around for the hector chalav, for the burning of the fats. Boy Ravashi nitma bintayim. Let's say the Kohen was tar when the dam was thrown. And when the fats are burned, they got tummy in between those two things. Ma, what's it then? B'shas zrika, b'shas hektar b'inan. Do we need them to be tar only at those times? Well, you can you have that? Odilma ad she tar b'shas zrika, b'shas hektar b'inan. It's got to be from the beginning. Then, take it. This is a good question. Amar Rava, hi Dina, may Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon Gemirna. This, the following din, I heard from Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. Damar b'beis hakiseh, who said it in the bathroom. Danta. Rashi explains Danta means Yachal Ataladun. Right? You can go and you can dan the following. But Tful Yom Va'omer. Let's say you have a Kohen who's a Tful Yom. That is. Rashi says. But Tful Yom Va'omer Lechaveiro Tahor Shel Beis Av Shelo. That is, he was part of this Beis Av, his family over there. And he says to a Kohen who was Tahor, Tain li mi mincha v'ochel, give me part of a mincha. I'm going to eat it tonight. And I'm not going to be, a problem anymore with Tful Yom. She says, Tain li b'chilek min a mincha shal Yisrael v'ochel erev. If Yisrael comes during this carbon, I'll eat it tonight. Amar lo, the Tahor Kohen says back, Uma im b'makom she yufa kochacha b'chak tosecha. Since in the case where you're power is yafa kochacha, is stronger. That in the case of your chatas, the chisicha mechatas Yisrael, I can push you away from a Yisrael's chatas. Makom shehua kochacha, the case where your koach is weak, b'minchascha, in the case of your mincha, din shadicha b'minchas Yisrael, does it make sense? Isn't it kavachom that I could push you away from the Yisrael's mincha? What was the Torah's Kohen saying to him? He was saying, kavachomer, a Kohen generally has more rights to a chatas than he does to a mincha. Right? What is that? Right? Because it says that he has more rights to a chatas than a mincha. Because any mincha that's brought by a Kohen is not eaten. It's totally burnt. So a Kohen's claim to a mincha is weaker than to a chatas who gets to eat. If he brings a chatas, he can always eat from it. So a Kohen generally has more rights to chatas than mincha. But since it's full yom, can't take a share in the Yisrael's chatas. So therefore, he certainly can't take a claim in the that of a mincha, right? Why is that? Because it's full yom, can't take of any chatas. The pasuk says about a Kohen mechatos ayuchlena, the Kohen who throws the dam can eat it, which we said earlier in the Daftali test, means that a Kohen who's able to go and bring the carbon can go and take a share of it, but it's full yom, is not eligible to do this of the chatos. He has no thing over there. Therefore, clearly, like we just said, if he can't claim that of a chatos, which is more rights to, clearly he's not able to take it for a mincha. The Tful Yom says back, Uma im dechisani mechatas Yisrael, just because you can push me away from the chatas of Yisrael, shekashem she yufakochi, where my power was stronger, kach yufakochacha, so is your power, koach, right? Tetchani, tetchani b'mincha. Does that mean that you can push me away from Yisrael the mincha? Kashem she hura kochi, where just like my power became weak, and in the case of my mincha, kach hura kochacha, so too your power became weak also, in the case of your mincha. Right, he's knocked off this kavachomer by saying maybe the right of Tahor Kohanim to deny its full yom, a share in the chatas, comes to the fact that they themselves also have a strong claim to the chatas. So this right can't automatically be assumed in mincha, where your claim is also weaker. Kohen says back, Harihu Omer, hold on, but it says straight up by the korban mincha, L'kohen ha-makrivasa losiya, to the Kohen who brings it, it belongs to him. Bo ha-krev ve'echel, come, offer the mincha and eat it. Since it's full yom, is disqualified from this mincha, he has no share in it at all. So, okay. Tein li michatas Yisrael v'ochel. Let's say the Tful Yom says to them, to this Torah Kohen, give me some of these Yisrael's chatas, I'm going to eat it tonight. I'm talking about a chatas now. Amalo, we can say back to Omar, Makom Shehura Kochi, in the case where my power was weak, Bimrchasi, by the Mincha, my Koach is weaker, right? Because any Mincha is brought by a Kohen, as opposed to a Mincha brought by Yisrael, just given by a Kohen. but the one that's brought by a Kohen himself is not eaten. It's totally burnt up. So this claim to Mecha is weaker than the claim to Achatas, because he brings his own Achatas. Again, we said that we could always eat it. So you have the case that Hura Kolchi b'mchasi d'chisicha b'mincha Yisrael, I can push you away from the Yisrael's mincha, makom sheyufa kolchi, in the case where my power became stronger. B'chatas, in the case of Mechatas, why is it became stronger over there? Because a Kohen could go in the base of Mechatas and work wherever he wants. He wasn't able to just go whenever he wants. He had to go during his base av. But if a Kohen wanted to do the vote of his own personal carbon, whether it's as a nedava or as a chiyav, like a chatas, he's able to do that. Not only could he do this avodah, he's also able to go and he got the meat, he got the hide. So you see that's a stronger, he's yofa kocho, v'chatasi, and of dinshad hichon achat Yisrael, then of course I can knock you away from the chatas Yisrael. Right? I can knock you out by he can knock out the tful yom's claim to the mincha. Certainly he can knock it off his claim to the chatas. I'm a lot to him because back to Umayim Shedichisani, just because you push Mimicha Yisrael. Shakeshem Shura Kochacha, whereas your power was weakened, Kachur Kochi, so to mine was the Chaini Machatas Yisrael. Shakeshem Shufa Kocha, your Koch became stronger. Kachi Fakochi, my one became stronger as well. As he was saying, that the reason why he can't take the Mimcha is because it's very weak, like Manavshach, right? So you can't automatically assume that he's no Shem Mechatas when he's a stronger claim. So the Torah Kohen says back to him, how are you Omer? But it says by Achatas, HaKohen Mechatas HaYuchlena, that the Kohen throws his dam can eat it. Boch Achatei Vecho. So no problem. Come throw the dam of the Achatas and eat it. But you're not able to go ahead and do that. Therefore, you have no right to get it. Omer Lei. Oh, yeah. What about the Chaza and the Shok of Ashlamim? Amalei, Tfuyom can say, Tainli mechaz of a shok v'ochal. Give me from the chaz and the shok, the breast and the thigh of the shlamim, and I'm going to go and I'm going to eat it tonight. And she says, Chile kamocha v'ochal erev. Split up for me and I'll eat it tonight. Amalei, he says, say back, Umam makom shufa kocha, when your strength is stronger. Rab chatascha in the case of your chatas, yet still, dechisicha mechatas yisrael, I can knock you away from the chatas yisrael. Makam shurukocha, when it's weaker, v'shlamim, like the case of v'shlamim, she'en l'chama, and eluch chaz v'shok, all your abzach is v'shok, and odin shadiyachacha, is it clear that I'm able to go ahead and I could knock you off and knock you away? Oh, right, because the shlamim is eaten by the owner, the Kohen gets only the chaz and the shok, right, so they're not able to go and get the entire thing, but they are, but the chatas shows that his rights to the shlamim are weaker than that of the chatas, so the kalachomer, you could say that his full yom doesn't have a share in the chatas, he's certainly not going to get that of a shlamim. As he can say back to Ma im de chisani mechatas, just because you can knock me off a chatas, kim hura kuchi etzel neshaya v'avdaya, where my power was weakened, in reference to sharing it with my wives and my slaves, right? Even if I was tahor, I'm not able to give the chatas meat to them. Torah says, kol zachar yochol so, every male kohen eats it, which means only they themselves can eat it, and the chayni bechaz of a shok, does that mean you're going to push me away from the chaz and the shok of the shlomim? Shakein yufa kochi on the shayv of day. My strength is strong. I can give it to my nashim and to my avodim, my kananim. He says back to where you omer by, but it says la kohen azorik is dam shlomim lo yia. It shall belong to the kohen who throws the dam of the shlomim. Bo zrok vechos. Come on, why don't you come throw the dam with me and then we'll eat together. That's great. But for yom's not able to go and bring right now. Therefore, you don't get it. Yatza Tful, so he says, okay, Tful Yom, he gets totally knocked off. Yatza Tful Yom, he left Kula Vachamurov Al Rosho with all of his Kulas and Chumras, all of his arguments he had on his head. Right? That is, that he got knocked out. Osa, Onen Mimino Mechusa Kapara Mismolo, the Onen is on his right, and the one who lacks Kapara is on his left. Says Rashi, explaining, what does that mean? That means just like the Tful Yom, the Onin Mechus HaKippurim also aren't able to do the Avodah. Therefore, they can't go and claim a share in the Mincha, the Chatas, or the Shlamim, because of the same Sukkim that started the Tful Yom for me to go ahead and get it. Paruch Rav Achai, Frek Rav Achai, he has a bit of a cash over here. Lema Le, let the Tful Yom Zaseirom, Teili B'Bachor V'Ochal. Give me from Bechor, and I'm going to eat the Bechor tonight. Rashi says, L'erev, Amar lo tahor, my b'makom, as it's going to say now. Mishum da amar lei. This claim can also be knocked out because the Torah Kohen can say, umav makom shor kolchin, in the case where my power is weak. Bechatas hisal neshav avdai, I can't give it to my wife and to my servants that are over the kularim. Dechisicha mechatas Yisrael, I can still push you off from the Yisrael's chatas. The makom shor yufa kolchin, in the place where I'm stronger, but b'chor. Like in the case of a chor, the kuli dilihi, which is completely mine, right? I have complete control of it. I can give it to my family members. I can give it to my slaves. You know, didn't you have the chachamim in many? Is it clear that I can push you off from it? Tfuyom can say back, umayim dechisani mechatas. Just because you can push you off the chatas, kashem shurakochacha kach ruakochi, you're weakened and I'm also weakened. That chachini b'chor, can you push me off from the deal b'chor? Shekashem shufakochi, just like you're being stronger with it, kach yufakochi, so too. My koch also became stronger. It's a becker, you omer. Estomim tizrok amazbeach, eschelbim taktir, usarm yulach. So no problem. Bo's rokvach will come and throw it and come eat with me. They obviously can't do that. Ve'idach. So why didn't Rav Rav Shimon, why didn't he bring this case in the Braisa? And that would be Rav Shimon. He left out this case because it's a different parach. Because Tfuyom could say, Mik sev upsarim lakorin azarik. Does it say that the basar goes to the coin and throws it down? Upsarim ye lach sev. It just says that it's going to be yours. I feel the coin acher. So it implies even to another coin, one who can't throw the dam, for example, Tfuyom. Therefore, you don't want to bring this case in those in that brisa. Ve'echad avin achi. How can he do that? How is it possible? This whole thing started. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, he said this in the bathroom. How is he able to go and say this kind of stuff in the bathroom? Rashi says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Haidino of Esakise. How does that make sense? V'Amar Rabbi Rechan, Amar B'Yochran, Chomakom Otter Lahar, Chutz Mim Merchatz of Esakise. You're allowed to go out, you're allowed to be involved in Torah in every place, except for the bathroom. It's in the Gemara we saw in Brachos, and Shabbos, and Kiddushin, of Rezara, right? So how could it be that you're going ahead and being involved in this? But Chomakom Otter Lahar, except for the bathhouse of the bathroom, says Gemara Laonso Shiny, right? Somebody who is in a state of onus, that is different. Says Rashi, he was so focused on his learning that when he ended up going to the bathroom, he couldn't stop himself from thinking. Therefore, he went ahead and he explained what he had saw. Right? Rashi says that the Laonso Shaisa Shmu also Shkurba Piv Maharaba Al Karcho. Right, so Dugma so Shemai to Kedushin found a Dugma to this in the Gemara Kedushin. He wasn't able to go into and stop himself from this particular thought as he was doing it. So that's Gemara Kedushin also. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.